Hello, I'm your host, Trisha Arnold. One of our 2016 veteran stories is about Peter Glahn. Peter arrived in California from Ohio shortly before the Civil War to join his two brothers, who were running vast agricultural operations in and around Elk Grove. When war broke out, Peter enlisted in the California Cavalry Regiment of the Union Army. His story is unique and compelling because he was wounded in an engagement in Arizona. David Lima narrates the story.
Peter Glahn was born February 22, 1836, in Toledo, Ohio, one of seven boys and three girls of his parents, Nathaniel and Catherine. In the fall of 1858, Peter left Ohio for California, arriving by way of the Isthmus of Panama. After spending a short time in Elk Grove, he became engaged in gold mining in Placer County, remaining there until the fall of 1861. By this time, the Civil War was underway. At the beginning of the Civil War in 1861, the United States withdrew all regular U.S. Army troops from the west and southwest to the east, leaving only local militia and volunteers to defend the frontier. The state of California and the territory of New Mexico, which included the present-day states of New Mexico and Arizona, remained with the Union, while the state of Texas joined the Confederate States of America. At that time in California, the northern half was about equally divided in its sympathies, but the southern half, particularly the area around Los Angeles, where at least 75% of the Americans had come from slaveholding states, was strongly pro-secession. The territory of New Mexico was divided into two districts along present state boundaries. The capital of the territory was Santa Fe. The capital of the District of New Mexico was Albuquerque, and the capital of the District of Arizona was Tucson. With the Union Army gone, Jefferson Davis, the new Confederate president, wanted to seize the opportunity to try and win the entire American Southwest and even northern Mexican states for the South. This fact was not lost in Washington, D.C. In mid-July 1861, the War Department requested California's Governor Downey to raise a force of volunteers, infantry, and cavalry to protect the overland stage and mail route between the Sierras and the Rockies. Recruits were plentiful, and they were sent to two training camps that had been established on the east side of San Francisco Bay, Camp Downey and Camp Merchant. Camp Downey overlooked Lake Merritt in today's Oakland on today's 7th Avenue. It was on September 21, 1861, that Peter Glahn enlisted in Company D of the 1st California Cavalry at Camp Downey. One of the little-known Civil War incidents of the Far West took place on November 29, 1861, and one in which Trooper Peter Glahn was involved. The incident marked the end of the Union Army pursuit of a party of 18 men who were determined to leave California to go to Texas and enlist in the Confederate Army. They were led by Daniel Showalter, a state assemblyman from Mariposa County. Union Major Edwin Rigg was dispatched from Camp Wright in current-day San Diego County to stop the Showalter group. He and his detachment of the 1st Cavalry, including Peter Glahn, did indeed catch the group and took them into custody. They were sent to Fort Yuma for incarceration, and their horses were impounded. The incident became known as the Affair at Mintner's Ranch, which was near today's Henshaw Dam in San Diego County. Peter was posted to Camp Drum by special order on February 16, 1862, to move Showalter's stock from Mintner's Ranch back to Camp Drum in San Pedro near Los Angeles. In January of 1862, Colonel Henry Carleton, with 2,000 California volunteers, 15 companies of infantry, 5 companies of cavalry, and 1 artillery battery, occupied Fort Yuma and the town of Yuma. The volunteers were not fully trained, so Carleton stopped there to complete their training. Peter Glahn was one of these troops. In February of 1862, a force of 4,000 Texans under Confederate Brigadier General Henry Hopkins Sibley invaded the territory of New Mexico from El Paso. From there, the Confederate forces continued north, capturing Albuquerque and Santa Fe. General Sibley then sent Captain Sherrard Hunter and 200 mounted riflemen west, and on February 28, 1862, occupied Tucson without firing a shot. Hunter then issued a proclamation making Arizona a territory of the Confederate States of America. The next day, on March 1, 1862, Colonel Carleton started his march from Yuma to Tucson. Peter Glahn was part of this movement. On April 15, 1862, the largest Civil War clash to take place in Arizona occurred when a Union patrol of 20 troopers, including Peter Glahn, led by Lieutenant James Barrett, had located a Confederate patrol of 14 mounted rifles commanded by Sergeant Henry Holmes. The Confederates were camped in a thorny thicket of saguaros and mesquite near Picacho Pass, 40 miles north of Tucson. The rebels had left three riflemen in camp when they went to round up their horses. During this period, the Union patrol rode into the camp and took the three men prisoner. The young lieutenant, seeing the other 11 rebels, led his mounted patrol on a charge in single file through the chaparral, shooting his pistol and ordering the rebels to surrender. The Confederates cut down several of the Union troops with a hail of deadly fire before fleeing. Three Union soldiers were killed, including Lieutenant Barrett. Confederate Sergeant Holmes was badly wounded and died a day later. Three Union soldiers were wounded. One was Peter Glahn. The Union patrol returned to the main column at the Pima Indian villages with the three prisoners and the wounded. The Confederates withdrew to Tucson with the warning approach of the Union column. But by July 1862, the Confederates had retreated to Texas. Peter was admitted to the hospital at the Pima Indian villages and the newly constructed Fort Barrett, named for the fallen lieutenant. A description of his wounds was written by M.H. McKee, assistant surgeon of the 5th California Infantry. Quote, P.F.C. Glahn of Company D, 1st California Cavalry, had the humerus very much shattered at its lower third and about 1 inch of its length completely carried away. The ball must have been large, heavy, and metal. Continuing the quote, the case of Glahn, though one requiring amputation according to the rules generally adopted, I determined to try and save without amputating it as much as he was a good organism, in a good condition, and in a healthy climate. When I left Fort Barrett on 14 May, the lymph was progressing fast in the formation of new bone. End quote. Peter remained at the Fort Barrett Hospital for about a month before being transferred to the hospital at Fort Yuma until November 19, 1862, when he was transferred to the hospital at Camp Drum near Los Angeles. Here he stayed, receiving various treatments and therapies to rehabilitate his left arm. On January 6, 1863, Peter was discharged from the hospital at Camp Drum and his term of service ended. He had spent a total of 14 months in the California Cavalry, half of which was in the hospital. When he left the hospital, he had regained partial use of his left arm, to the extent that he was able to easily ride horseback. When Peter returned to Elk Grove, he joined his brothers, Vincent and Daniel, in the partnership known as the Glahn Brothers Ranch, and took up residence at the ranch, which eventually amounted to over 5,400 acres. In addition to raising high-grade cattle on the ranch, the Glandale Creamery, the pioneer creamery of Sacramento County, was established on the ranch. Of the three brothers, only Daniel married and had one child. The ranch acreage was located just west of Elk Grove near the confluence of the Cosumnes, McCollumy, and Sacramento Rivers. This meant that late winter and spring runoff waters often brought severe flooding to the ranch. Such was the case on February 21, 1914, when Peter rode out on horseback to rescue cattle that had been stranded by high water. Later that day, Peter's horse returned to the ranch corrals, and a search for Peter began. His body was found along the edge of the floodwaters, snagged in some tree branches. Peter was buried in the Gland family plot in the Franklin Cemetery beside his brothers Daniel, who died in 1887, and Vincent, who died in 1905. During Peter's California Calvary service, he was one of only a few men who were involved in two of the few Civil War events of the Far West, the capture of the Showalter Group and the skirmish at Picacho Pass, Arizona. Further, the medical treatment Peter received was extraordinary for the era, especially as a soldier during the Civil War when, as Sergeant McKee acknowledged, amputation was specified at the time.
This audiocast is a production of the Linda May Mann Lima Foundation and is protected by copyright. To enjoy other audiocasts and get information about the year-round activities of the Foundation, please visit our website at lmmlfoundation.org.